everybody, I'm your host Lady Dawn, and for new listeners, check out the episode called Sick, in which I explain a bit about this podcast and tell a little about me. For my ride or dies, you know what's coming. With no further ado, here's a new little story bite for you. So yesterday I decided to take a stroll into the city. Normally I look straight ahead, but for some reason my eye was drawn to something strange and a little smelly. It was lying on the sidewalk, like a grey old rag mop. But the second that I saw it, I was sure I found the snob. It didn't move a fiber of its long and shaggy hair, as if seeming not to notice that I stood and watched it there. At first I thought, I'll touch it. And then I thought, I won't. But when again I thought, I will, the snob said softly, don't. This startled me so greatly that I turned to run away. But as I started down the street, the snob called after, stay. I asked, what do you want of me? For snob, I cannot guess. The snob, still never stirring, only answered with yes. I did not understand this, so I tried once more to go, but I barely started homeward when the snob said sweetly, no. And so I stayed a day and night, and yes, I stayed a week, and never more in all that time did either of us speak. It was really quiet. At last I said, oh snob, dear snob, I really have to go. The snob showed me no emotion, as it whispered only, oh. I headed home, not looking back, afraid to ever stop. I knew that if I paused but once, I'd never leave the snob. But the snob remains within my mind. I'm sure it always will. That strange thing on the sidewalk that I'm certain lies there still. The love of the lover is lovely and lively and little thing and long. The sound of it makes you so happy, you're likely to burst into a song. The laugh of the lover is luscious, a glorious treat for the ears. It fills you with feelings of gladness and instantly dries all your tears. The laugh of the lover disguises the lover's insidious call. And that is to lunch as you listen and suddenly swallow you whole. So listen at length to the laughter, but if it's too loud, that's your clue. The lover grows closer. Don't linger, just leave, lest the laugh is on you. Jack Polutsky, the writer of these poems, always give me life and put a smile on my face. I hope it does the same for you. If you listen before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a small story bite is always a sunny ray. Feedback or request, send a DM on the gram to StoriesAsked. Goodbye everybody, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen!